This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, you're an urban dreaming.
With Sarumi and Miscellaneous, it's time for dreaming.
What kind of dreaming?
Urban dreaming.
Finding your voice, finding your spirit.
No matter where you are, no matter where you go. Joy, 94.9. Good evening, Sarumi. How are you?
I'm good. And welcome, everyone. Welcome to Urban Dreaming with me, Sarumi, and of course, my gorgeous co-host, Miscellaneous.
How are you?
I'm good. How you been?
Run of my stilettos, of course. Every week it seems to be I'm run of my stilettos. But yeah, hello out there, and thank you for joining us once again.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to another jam-packed night of gossip, news, entertainment, and of course, what's been happening in our community out there.
Definitely. And before we begin, we'd like to acknowledge, of course, and pay respect to the sovereign people of the past, present and future generations of the Kulin Nations in which we work, live and broadcast. And, of course, including a special shout-out
to all of our brother boys and sister girls in the LGBTI community.
Because that's where we are from all the way, Joy 94.9. We've got an exciting show this evening, guys. We're going to talk about a few things that actually we were meant to talk about last week but didn't get a chance to. So we'll catch up on that, a bit about the
Clever Man. Of course, I was just got back from Darwin on Sunday. I was at the NIMA Awards, which are the National Indigenous Music Awards, which was a fantastic night. Filming up there for SBS NITV, which is very exciting. Lots of winners. You know, the weather was beautiful. I didn't want to come back to the cold.
La-di-da.
But apparently it's 17 tomorrow, so it's, you know, get your bikinis out.
Yeah, rub it in. But you know what, guys? It was an awesome opportunity for Miscellaneous to actually host the whole event. And if anything, we'll get an opportunity to yarn with, of course, Constantina Bush as well.
Of course, yes.
Who performed.
My nemesis was up there, Miss Constantina Bush, the Leggy Bush Gin from Catherine, as she refers to herself as. And yeah, that's the biggest clue. So she's going to be on today's show. And for those of you out there that haven't met her or heard her, you're in for a treat, that's for sure. So I'm going to bring you all the gossip that she did perform with the Juki Mala. So she's going to talk about that. And also she's off to the Edinburgh Festival to perform with Hot Brown Honey. So that's going to be very exciting. I also mentioned we'll be talking about Clever Man. We'll be touching on the topic of, youth suicide within our community, and also the Royal Commission into the Don Dale. So touching on some of those topics as well. But most of all, we're going to be bringing you, I'm going to be bringing you all the gossip actually from Darwin, the top end. My home, of course. So it was good to go back for a brief moment in time. But yeah, it's, there were some really great winners, really great performances. This year's theme was all about protest. But I'll talk a little bit more about that, but it was a fantastic time up there. And, yeah, you can talk a little bit about what happened down here in Melbourne miles away, if there's any gossip.
Oh, there's always gossip in Melbourne, come on. I think, if anything, I just want to go home myself, to be honest, get some sunshine as well. But
yeah.
I'm hanging on to those next, 2 to 3 weeks before it starts to turn to summer here, so just hanging on. Well, that's the talk at the moment, I doubt
it. 2 to 3 weeks?
I wish, but no. That's what I'm hoping, I'm hanging
Melbourne.
On to. But, stay tuned, guys. Got some great music coming up, of course. And, to let you know who is, there's Emma Donovan. We've got a bit of Matt Gresham, who we'll be interviewing, actually, next week. And see ya. So stay tuned. You're on 94.9. Joy.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service.
Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
You're on Joy FM 94.9. This is Suri, as in otherwise known as Sarami.
Miscellaneous, of course.
Woo-woo. Miscellaneous is in the house. All right, we're going to go into something a little bit more heavy now, the topic of the Royal Commission on Dondale Detention Centre. So, on the 25th of July, actually, in Fourth Corners had brought home a universal truth. You don't always know what's going on behind the closed doors. The ABC program aired distressing footage of juvenile Aboriginal detainees being heavily mistreated at the Dondale Youth Detention Centre outside of Darwin. This despite the centre having been the subject of inquiry previously but was ignored. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced a Royal Commission into the treatment of kids at Dondale, telling ABC Radio he was shocked by what he was saying and what he saw. Like all Australians, we are shocked by the report, by that evidence that was shown. This is what we're quoting in regards to what he quoted, was shown for the Four Corners. We need to get all the facts out as swiftly as we can. We need to expose the cultural problems, the administrative problems that's allowed this type of mistreatment to occur. And this leads to topics which is rarely discussed, and that's Indigenous suicide.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, particularly within our community and our LGBTI community, you know, there's a lot of, you know, challenges that we face culturally and, you know, within our society. And, you know, it's a really important issue that we're facing. And actually my cousin, Damien Bonson, is leading, he's in charge for the Black Rainbow, which is an Indigenous LGBTI advocate, and is one of the leading voices calling for a Royal Commission into Indigenous suicide, which affects us so greatly. Officially, 1 in 19 of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander deaths are a suicide, which is one of the world's highest suicide rates. However, it's believed the numbers are close to 1 in 10 Indigenous people die of suicide, which is an indication of urgent humanitarian crisis. Black Rainbow founder and Dr. Yunupingu, human rights recipient for suicide prevention, Damien Bonson, is leading the call for the Royal Commission, which is incredible. He states that the ongoing systemic failure of outside service delivery into Indigenous health and wellbeing has had a devastating effect. Indigenous suicides are heading north, and this needs to be taken seriously. If Indigenous suicide is heading north, then it is obvious that what has been happening is not working.
And what's crazy is that actually it's already headed north for many, many years.
Oh, absolutely,
and yeah. And the Kimberleys is actually statistically the highest in the whole of Australia.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the really devastating and unfortunate thing is, you know, there's young people in our community as young as 9, you know, that are committing
younger
suicide.
Younger. It's crazy. And there's like 5-year-old kids, I'm telling you now, who've just gone about doing stuff or even self-harm.
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, there's a lack of service providers, as we mentioned last week.
Yeah.
And also there's an opportunity where, you know, they try to express themselves, but they don't get noticed. And they're doing sometimes, there's actually a lot of them committing suicides because it's now become a fashion. Because other kids are doing it, they're getting
like
extra attention.
Yeah.
They're thinking, well, they got all this attention, why can't I? So that's another thing that, you know, it's a terrible, terrible dilemma.
Absolutely. And as we saw, you know, with the Dondale stuff, you know, there's a lot of controversy, there's a lot of argument about it. You know, but the main thing is that the main thing that I say to people is that, you know, these kids are 9 committing these crimes. And my question is, why is a 9-year-old committing these crimes? And where is, you know, the protection for them? Where is the, you know, their care? Where is their, you know, them being looked after? And I think that's the bigger issue, is why are these kids actually committing these crimes? And you know, I think it's a much bigger issue. The way that they were treated, of course, was horrendous and horrific, and that definitely needs to be addressed. But particularly, you know, the big question is, you know, kids that young should not be in that state, and should not be doing that. You know, when I was 9 years old, you know, I was like, you know,
it's the last thing then in our mind. I think.
Last thing in my mind, you know, and I definitely think that, you know, there's a deep-seated issue, as we know, within our community and the way that, you know, Indigenous people have been treated in this country, and also with the recent cartoon that was in the
Australian. You see it? That was terrible.
Yeah. And, yeah.
For those who don't know, so briefly, on the Australian.
Yeah,
there was they mentioned there's a caption. You go.
Yeah, well, there was a caption basically stating there was two Aboriginal men talking about the care of children, one Indigenous man, basically the father of the child doesn't know his name, and basically it's talking about you know, that all Indigenous men and Indigenous parents, you know, neglect their children and do not care for their children. And I suppose the great thing that's come out of it is a hashtag Indigenous Dads, and a lot of families are posting, you know, really loving and beautiful photos of them with their father, and, you know, which is so great. And it's, I think for us, it's a great way to retaliate with all that stuff and to kind of show, you know, positive images and positive affirmations to our community to show that, you know, that it isn't like that. And, you know, Nakia Louie was on the beat tonight talking about it, and she was so articulate about it as well. And, I'd definitely suggest if you do get a chance to have a look at that. But, you know, it's about, you know, that's what's great about this station is, you know, it's actually we're in control of what we have to say in our media and our perceptions and the way that we live. And I think the more that our voice gets out there and the more visibility we have, I think the better it is, you know.
Exactly. And it's why we need more shows like this, I think, in order to get a message across, because it's not really discussed enough in regards to what actually affects our peoples, the First Nations peoples of this land. All right, guys, we're going to have a little break for now and get back to it. And just so you know, we've got a great interview coming up with Constantina Bush through the NEMA Awards, who was actually with Miscellaneous hosting the event. And, stay tuned for that. It's going to be awesome.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we've got a bit of a mention to let you know, because we did mention this last week as well. It's not too late. If you want to enter, registrations are extended, which is fantastic news. That's the Dance Rights competition. Yes, the deadline is to register for Dance Rights 2016 is now Monday the 15th of August. So it's not too late, and you need to apply as soon as possible. There are only 2 weeks, not even that, 1 week left, so please don't miss out. The registration is open to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities who have or would like to develop a dance group. You can visit the Dance Rights website on www.sydneyoperahouse.com. That's www.sydneyoperahouse.com. What's on?
And also, just while I'm checking, Rhoda Roberts, who's in charge of Dance Right, just posted on Facebook today, basically looking to engage Northern Territory communities and dance groups to come and hear more about this exciting initiative and how you can be involved. This is an open invitation. Please feel free to invite all the people you know and industry peers. It's going to be at the Darwin Entertainment Centre in Darwin at the Gallery on the 9th of August. So that's tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Darwin time. And you can visit that Dance Rights website for more information.
Deadly. The first prize is $20,000. Man, could you imagine having that much money?
Ooh, that'd be
in
nice.
Your pocket.
Lots of shoes.
Yeah, yeah. There is a bit of a catch, though, to these Dance Rights competitions.
What about dance shoes?
Yeah, yeah. you got to have silver sequin dance shoes. Now, you've got to actually have two dances. One is with traditional dance calling, so you have to make sure you have traditional language in your song and dance, and also for the one, actually for both. And then there's also a wild card. So if you basically get into the wild card position, which means you get a chance of actually still winning the first or second prize, it means you've got to have something with a bit more, uniqueness to actually sell your dance show. And if you need some more information, just simply call this number here, 02-9250-7944. I'm sure you got your pens or your phones right out now, but just I'll give it to you one more time. It's zero tall. You are very tall, Miscellaneous.
In my stilettos.
02. It is late, come on. 9250-7944 for more information. There you go.
Yes, and just a reminder as well, everyone, that we do have a Facebook page, Urban Dreaming. So make sure you go there and check it out. Show your love. And I'm going to try and work out how to do this live camera stuff on my Facebook as well.
So oh no,
I can bring us live.
Do our hair.
I did. Do you love the wig I'm wearing tonight?
Love it. Where did you get that one from?
Oh, this is just one I threw together. So it's a little bit shorter. But if you check out, I've posted some pictures actually from the NEMA Awards, and that was quite a big wig. It was very, you know, it was higher the wig, closer to heaven.
So. Actually, speaking of fashion and, you know, all the accessories. Your dress, who actually made your dress for the NEMA?
Yes, of course. I have to do a special shout out to Passion Couture, who made my incredible outfit that I wore. And a lot of the Melbourneites out there will know Passion as one of Melbourne's great drag queens.
So you get a lot of your dresses always made by this particular person?
Yeah, by Passion, which I'm very fortunate for, actually, because I don't think she makes a lot of outfits for other people. So I feel very blessed that she does make my outfits. And, they've been showstoppers. So I had one created for the NAIDOC Ball, National NAIDOC Ball, and that was definitely a showstopper as well. But yeah, had a lot of comments. So make sure you check out our Facebook page, Urban Dreaming, and check it out.
Amazing. All right, guys, we're going to move on to, I don't know if you know this show, but a lot of us do. A lot of us countrymen follow it more than ever. And this is called Clever Man. And they're actually still looking for actors. So if you're keen to get involved and become an actor, or even just do a bit of a featured extra, then all you need to do is basically, you know, get on your Google and type in Clever Man. And, I will give you the website as soon as I find it. Where's that bastard gone? it's amongst all the paper here.
So I just Google it.
But on that message too, we've got a bit of news about the internships of Clever Man.
Absolutely. So for the second series, which is going in production very soon, Ghost Pole Pictures and Screen New South Wales are looking for new and emerging Indigenous screen practitioners for 6 internships, which is quite incredible. So some of those internships include working with the art department, makeup and costume, and particularly for this show, there's the makeup and costume would be quite...
Gee, you'd be great for that.
Extraordinary. Oh, that's... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I... If it's... If, I, if you know, I want to be hairy, though. One of the hairy
depends
men.
Where you want to be hairy exactly.
Well, yeah, I try and get rid of the hair when I do drag. And, you know, there's also internships in sound, first AD and production in the office. And so they are starting in early September. And they are also paid internships and run for 8 to 10 weeks in duration. And there's also some of them happening in New Zealand. So this is an exciting opportunity for new and emerging Indigenous crew and filmmakers. My friend Penny Smallercombe has stated. So once again, if you want to look at any of those, just go to the website, and we can put up some information on our Facebook page as well.
And actually, thinking, you know, in regards to Indigenous talents and of course performances, we've also got a show running through Ilbidri, which is called Which Way Home.
Absolutely, yep.
We had the interview last week with Katie Beckett and Tony Briggs, and they're about to jump on board for the show.
We're in the second week of rehearsals, so we got the third week actually this week, and then we got one more week next week, and then that opens on the 24th of August, and that's at Northcote Town Hall, and you can go to the Ilbidri website or to the Northcote Town Hall website to book your tickets. But make sure you see that because it's going to be a dynamite show, as we mentioned, Katie Beckett and Tony Briggs. Tony Briggs, who is in Clever Man, he is the father, one of the hairy men. So,
and big hairy man at that.
Big hairy, big hairy man.
With his big bald head. And I did find the email, so you can, if you're interested in getting involved with Clever Man, you can just send your picture, of course, your headshot and your CV or your bio if you don't have much of a CV. I'm sure they'll listen to and look into anyone who's getting or who wants to get involved. And that's casting@indigicasting.com. That's all together, casting@indigicasting with the G. That's INDIGICasting.com.
And as I said, we'll pop that on to our Urban Dreaming Facebook page as well for you to check it out.
Yeah, so just around the corner, guys, it is now 11:32. We're going to give a call to one of our deadliest friends, Constantina Bush. That's the interview coming up.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Too deadly. All right, guys, now we did promise you an amazing interview, and this person is on the line right now with us. Can you hear us, Constantina Bush?
I can listen you, Mop.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, Mop, going?
We're good.
Thank you. And you're still up in Darwin there, or are you in Katherine?
No, I'm still in Darwin. I got to go back to Katherine tomorrow.
Oh, and you've been quite busy lately, haven't you?
Yeah, everybody's been flying me abroad when thing I've been doing, gig in Brisbane there too for that Indigenous PWC mob.
Ah, and what else have you been doing?
What else?
I've been performing with the Nemus. I've been jump up with Chuki dancers, mob Chuki Mala.
Yeah.
And we've been doing, they call it cameo appearance, and I've been get up there and dance with them up.
Yes, and I heard it was a huge hit.
Yeah, apparently everyone was screaming, but I haven't had one sound effect for scream too, you know. I don't know.
That's all. That's an old showgirl trick, you know. Put the clap in.
I don't think I've usually used my own voice.
Yeah. So tell us about, you're also going to be going to the Edinburgh Festival. What are you going to be doing there?
Well, I got what you call them spot guest spot with the Hot Brown Honey Burlesque Mob HBHB again. So I got to go across there just for that last week, you know, like Edinburgh Festival. I think they're going over to Irish Festival too, might be that Fringe Festival, and I might join them. I don't know, you know, because I got to be back here for one show in the Gold Coast.
Yes, and that's, well, we can talk about that actually. So myself and Constantina Bush are going to be in a show at the Gold Coast Glitter Festival, which is happening in October. And that's a show that we're producing called Brown Sugar. So that's going to be myself, Constantina Bush, and some of the Hot Brown Honey Girls, which is going to be amazing. You looking forward to that, Constantina?
Look, I can't wait. I've never been Gold Coast before. I mean, I've been there, but I've never been performed there, you know.
I actually had the opportunity to watch them, that performance, when they came to Melbourne. But I, unfortunately, I was so busy I couldn't do it. But let us know a bit more about that show, actually.
Yeah, so I think, well, both of us, that's where we initially met the girls, was in Darwin, wasn't it, Constantina, where myself and you performed in their show during the Darwin Festival.
Yeah, that's right, that me, you and Crystal Love too have been putting myself there, don't forget.
Yeah, that's right. That was actually a really fun night. So, and that was interesting because that was at the very start of the of them getting together and forming the show. And it's just so brilliant.
It's very different.
Yeah, but so good to see where they are now and really, you know, that they're touring internationally. And for those of you who don't know, they're a part of the Briefs Factory, and the Briefs Factory is, of course, the show Briefs as well. And so Hot Brown Honey is kind of the female version of that in a strange way, isn't it, Constantina?
Polytoxic, I think the girl version called.
That's right, that's correct.
Polytoxic, that rings a bell.
With Lisa. And but yeah, Constantina, for those who don't know, Constantina's had an extensive career. She's worked at a lot of festivals. She has her show, Constantina Bush and the Bushettes, where I've actually made a cameo appearance, haven't I, Constantina?
Yes, absolutely, and will be again.
Yes, that's right. So look out for that. So besides that coming up, is there anything else coming up later in this year for you or next year that we should look out for?
No, you know, because my flatmate, he got to do work too, because lately it's been me paying the rent, so I've been going to take a break now and he can pay the rent. So he's going off to do a show. And he's going to be doing a play this year called And I Am Queen of Sheba. You'd think I'd be doing that with a title like that.
That's what I would have thought.
He's going to be doing that. And I'm going to take a break after Edinburgh Festival and your show, that little festival. I might just sit around and just work from home, you know, making the pandemic baskets and stuff, reading the mat or something, I don't know.
Oh, deadly. And do you want to just quickly, because I think it's quite funny for the listeners out there that don't know, but just where your name comes from?
Yeah, well, my real name is, like, too long for white people to say, so I'm going to choose this one.
Yeah.
But what happened was, long time ago now
in the dreaming
2006 they've been at Commonwealth Games in Melbourne, and Condoleezza Rice been come out, and I've been go meet him, and I've been forget his name, and somebody been tell me U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, but I've been call her UN Ambassador Constantina Bush.
And she didn't take that too well, did she?
Terrible.
Nah, she didn't look me up and down, up and down, like I'm picking up taller than her. Glad she didn't get silly to me.
Yeah. You are a very big lady, but you are a very sexy lady, Constantina Bush. It was so good seeing you up in Darwin, and, you know, I'm really proud of you, particularly with that performance with Juki Mala, and I can't wait till we hit the stage again. If you want to check out Constantina Bush, as I said, she will be at the Edinburgh Festival coming up later this month, and also with me, Miscellaneous, at the Glitter Festival on the Gold Coast on October the 5th.
Now, I'm really interested in finding out a little bit more details on your love life, Constantina. What's going on there?
Well, I'm nearly fallen into one relationship up here with one girl, so that's new for me.
Oh, a girl.
On gay radio, I might as well talk about it.
Did you just fall into her lap?
Yeah, her name was Missy, Miscellaneous.
Oh, you dirty little stop out.
Oh, that only happened once. That's not a relationship.
And then you both just went misleading one
That's
another.
That's right.
That's what happened. Directly after.
Yeah. Look, I might have had one too many shandies, but it was a really fun night.
Well, that's one way to celebrate the Nemus.
Well, that's right. Yes. That was some after party.
Great. So those who don't know, the Nemus actually is the National Indigenous Music Awards. Every year they have all the Indigenous showcases with such amazing eclectic talent. And luckily this year we've had the host, Miscellaneous, and Constantina Bush. What did you actually perform to?
You'll have to watch. It's coming on TV. But we did. We made up a Disney medley, you know, got Aladdin and them two boys got their turban and come out singing I Can Show You the World. It was all about miming and drag queen stuff. So we had. I told them not to mime it properly, to put their tongue out like Britney Spears, you know. She and we wanted to make it funny. So even for me, because, you know, miming is not my thing. I've been miming.
Well, that's
really
right. You sing your songs.
And, yeah. And so I did it. Really stupid way. So it should come up on the TV looking like Bruce Lee used to talk, you know, in this stuff.
Oh, that's great.
And that's really important to know, actually, because, I have to correct you, Sir Rummy, but I actually just hosted for the NITV.
Oh, NITV.
So Catherine Sartor was the MC for the night.
And here I was going around telling everyone, yeah,
that's right. You can tell, I like to spread that rumor too. I can spread that rumor.
That's next year.
That's next year. That's right. Miscellaneous and Constantina Bush are going to be emceeing the Nemus.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but for those of you who do want to check it out, it is going to be on NITV 9:30 on the 20th of August. So make sure you check that out and see Constantina Bush and Juki Mala's performance. Maybe after the next song, I'll come back and talk a little bit more about the NEMA Awards and who some of the winners were.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Constantina, it was so good to talk to you. Thanks for staying up late.
No, that's all right.
You're she does anyway.
You're a lady of the night anyway, aren't you?
Yeah,
that's right.
No, deadly to talk to you, Constantina, and all the best, and we'll definitely see you around the traps.
No worries, you too. Thanks.
Bye, Kadjari.
So
you're on Joy 94.9, right. Urban Dreaming.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
What a beautiful song.
Yes, that's one of my new favourites, I think.
It so is. I love Emma Donovan's work in general, but that's the first time I actually heard that. So that was Emma Donovan with Paul Kelly, of course, and Jimbla. With True Tears of Joy.
And speaking of Jimbla, he was MCs for NITV special that's happening on the 20th of August with Carly Wallace and myself. And I've posted some pictures of that, of backstage, on our Facebook page, so make sure you check them out. But as I mentioned, you know, the NEMA Awards this year was quite extraordinary because, you know, there's a lot of milestones that are happening, particularly this year for Indigenous people. It marks the 40th anniversary of the First Land Rights Act and the 50th anniversary of the Gurindji Freedom Day of the Wave Hill Walk-Off and the 25th anniversary of Yothu Yindi's Treaty.
That would have been amazing.
That was incredible. And to honour this legacy, the Nemas is celebrating the history of Indigenous protest song. And it had an incredible lineup and such a powerful, moving night. And as I mentioned, Catherine Sartor was the MC for the night, who did a stellar job. But some of the winners for the Nemas 2016, Artist of the Year, as I mentioned, was Gurumul Yunupingu. Album of the Year was Gowra. Song of the Year, The Children Came Home, with Briggs, AB Original, that was actually new talent. Gowda actually took out 4 awards this year, which is it's extraordinary. He's actually moved to Melbourne, so he's got a quite a great career happening here at the moment. He also won the Cover Art Award, and also the Film Clip Award. So he was really celebrating at the NEMAs. The community music clip was Break the Silence from the Noongar community. Traditional song of the year was Two Sisters' Journey, Ishmael Marika. And, of course, the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
Melbourne's own
Kutcher
Edward. Yeah, which, and actually he was there and he performed on stage with Rayella, and they did an incredible... a credible song up there, which was quite extraordinary.
An amazing man, amazing voice, and just thoroughly deserved that recognition.
Yeah, so they did Children Came Home, which was extraordinary. Rayella Band is, quite extraordinary as well.
Awesome. Speaking of recognition, of course, we've got to also mention Mr. Harold Thomas, who's the tribal, he actually won the tribal induction in regards to the, or that's the piece that actually won the Telstra Art Award for this year. Now, Harold Joseph Thomas, otherwise known as Bundu, has been announced the overall winner for the 33rd Telstra National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Awards. He, the Northern Territory artist, was awarded the $50,000 first prize for his confronting painting, which was Trial Abduction. And looking at the painting, it's so full on, but it captures everything.
Yeah, and we might actually post that on our Facebook page as well, just to have a look at, because it is quite an extraordinary painting. And unfortunately, I didn't get a chance because it was such a quick trip to go and see all of the artworks. But his is quite extraordinary, so we'll post that on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, the painting is actually on the outback, which is the setting emphasising the drama and pathos of the abduction of children from their tribal families, something that's, we've had to deal with for so many years, and it's actually still happening to this day. People don't realise, and it's actually more than meets the eye.
Yeah. And also up at, while we're speaking at the top end, while we're up there, as we know, the Darwin Festival is happening. And also during this time, or the weekend I was there, the Telstra Art Awards, as I mentioned, and the 10th Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair was on, which is an extraordinary exhibition of artwork and community and remote communities. Art centres coming together and selling their artwork. Also, we have Broken, a play by Marianne Butler, which is happening up there. And Radawoy Hicks, who's quite an incredible actress. Yeah, she's in that. So if you're around the Darwin Festival on the 10th to 14th of August, go and check that out. Make sure you go and check that out. And on the 14th of August, Sunday, there's also B2M is performing. And from up your way, Sarami, is Stephen Pigram, who's performing on the 17th of August.
Deadly.
So, yeah, the Darwin Festival representing a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait artists up there. So if you are up there, just make sure you get a program and check it out.
And there's so many up-and-coming new artists as well, which we've got to take into account. And we'll be definitely trying to get some more of their music to play throughout the weeks on our show, Urban Dreaming.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Where are you now, miscellaneous?
Well, I'm just getting organised because I can't believe that's an hour gone already.
It just flies, doesn't it?
It flies when you're having fun, isn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
So just a recap on what happened this evening. We had a yarn with Constantina Bush.
Yes.
In regards to the NEMA Awards. That's the National Indigenous Aboriginal Music Awards. And we also had, of course, yourself, miscellaneous.
Yes,
did the NITV presentation.
Yeah, for the NEMAs, which, as I said, is going to be on August the 20th, 9:30, NITV. So make sure you check that out.
Solid again. Yes, unfortunately, the time has come to an end, and we have to say goodbye.
Aww.
It sucks, really.
It's pretty good, though. I think we've done well for our second
one. I'm saying it sucks. You're like, it's pretty good.
No, I'm saying it's good that we... because I think this tonight we did, it was a good one. We did much better than our first one. The first one was a bit frantic.
It's always the way.
Trying to work out what we're doing. So we promise you, everyone, each week we're going to get better and better.
We are.
But, it's been so great to come in and share the evening with you all, and look forward to next week where we'll bring you a lot more fun and games. And
yeah,
and
yeah, we will. We're definitely we're going to introduce some games. We're going to introduce a couple of little competitions, of course.
Yeah.
You know, once we get the sponsorship happening. So keep an eye out on our website. That's Urban Dreaming on Facebook. And just, you know, if there's any messages you want to throw at us, if there's anything you want to maybe take into account that we may be missing on, then feel free to give us, you know, some suggestions.
We do love some feedback.
Yeah.
And we do love knowing you're out there, so make sure you send us a message on Facebook or, you know, run into Joy and say, hey, we're listening. Because sometimes it feels like just me and Sarumi are here on our own. But, you know, it's so great to be able to do this and frock up and come into the studio and have a fabulous time on a Monday. It's a great start to the week for me. I think I love it.
Well, we're going to say goodbye, but until next time, next week, Monday, 11 o'clock, stay tuned. You're on Joy 94.9.
Yell.
On Urban Dreaming. Galio Mabu.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.